Mi nombre es Vianey Reyes.
My name is Vianey Reyes.
Pues soy parte de una familia activista en México.
I'm part of a family of human rights activists in Mexico.
Crystal Massey, a Buffalo native, works as an asylum seeker. She translates for Spanish-speaking Vianey Reyes, a Mexican asylee. Reyes now lives in a town east of El Paso, Texas, after fleeing from Mexico.
Y pues vinimos huyendo de la violencia que hay en México.
And we had to come fleeing the violence that exists in Mexico.
Reyes has lost 6 family members to the violence, including her own father and 2 aunts.
Pues es una historia que en realidad no le deseo a nadie.
It's a history that I would not wish upon anyone, because it's something that you never completely recover from.
Reyes and Massey are both working for the Southwest Asylum and Migration Institute in El Paso. Massey married a Mexican man. Her son was born in Mexico and has dual citizenship. She had previously worked as a Spanish teacher, but as she witnessed the difficulties of Mexicans trying to flee at the borders, Massey turned her attention to immigration issues.
With regards to immigration, there are many parts of the system that are broken. With Vianey, her father was murdered. Her mother, who had immediate relatives, including her father and siblings, who are U.S. citizens, came to the United States being told by lawyers that they would be able to adjust their status. Her mother and her brothers were able to adjust her status, but the baby of the family, a teenager when she arrived here, was not able to adjust her status. Our laws are so particular and so dysfunctional at this point in time that in her particular situation, that was something that she was unable to do.
And for Reyes, asylum was her only recourse.
But we are one of the few countries that has a bar that if you are in the country for 1 year before you ask for asylum, you are barred from seeking asylum unless you can prove extraordinary circumstances. In her case, because she had been here thinking she was able to adjust, and because they continued to murder family members in Mexico after she had come here, the government did accept hers as extraordinary circumstances, and she was granted asylum.
Massey says since 2006, violence in Mexico has been spiraling out of control, with over 120,000 killed as they tried to flee. Since 2008, many more are seeking asylum into the U.S. Massey says those numbers have escalated since 2011. An immigration reform bill before Washington lawmakers could make a big difference.
The Senate bill actually includes specific language that they've talked with people who work with asylum throughout the country to make the bill a better bill, and something that will take into account immediate family ties that are ties to U.S. citizens as they are granting asylum and working with people fleeing violence.
While appearing at Damon tomorrow night, Massey and Reyes will describe the difficulties caused by current U.S. policy and bureaucracy that Mexicans face at the border as they try to escape deadly violence.
And we just feel this was so important of an issue, and we had to let the American public just hear some of the struggles that people go through, especially in the border areas.
Wayne Ault is with the Latin American Solidarity Committee at the Western New York Peace Center. When he learned about Massey's work and knowing she's a Buffalo native, the committee secured her visit to this region to discuss these struggles.
Just lately, we have sent Dr. Bill Jungles down to southern Mexico to work on just the struggle of poor campesinos on the farms and what they go through, and why so many of them have attempted to come to the United States, because their work and their product is undersold by big U.S. multinationals, and it's very, very difficult.
By just seeing the resiliency of the human spirit is inspiring on a daily basis.
But despite the struggles, Massey says she loves Mexico. She's also an advocate for the DREAM Act. Students who came into the U.S. illegally would be offered state financial tuition assistance to attend college. But recently, the New York State Senate rejected a DREAM Act bill already approved by the Assembly. Senator Mark Grisanti of Buffalo was one of the no votes. While on the Senate floor, Grisanti told lawmakers he would not justify spending tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for those immigrant students when so many American families are struggling to pay for college.
Enacting the DREAM Act does not convey citizenship. It takes away TAP from the legal residents, those 76% that don't have the ability to afford college either.
But Massey disagrees with that argument.
I find it morally reprehensible at a personal level, because I was a teacher for 12 years, that we would look at young people who have grown up in our community, that are part of our community, and that we would deny them an opportunity to have any type of meaningful life here.
Massey and Reyes call on both President Obama and the U.S. government to work hard on immigration reform.
Al presidente Obama y al gobierno de los Estados
Unidos. Reyes says Mexicans are not just coming to the U.S. for jobs. She says instead they're seeking protection and a basic right to life that her country is not offering. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Protección que nuestro país no nos brinda.